This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It is time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and we're going to talk about mycotoxins in heifer rations. Mycotoxins basically are toxic substances that are produced by molds that can grow on the crop either before harvest, like in the fields, and usually in storage, and when it's not stored properly. Signs of mycotoxin include reduced feed intake, a rough hair coat, unthriftiness, lower milk yield, and impaired reproductive performance in the dairy cattle. So let's look at some newer research that has come out that we should be aware of. The first one comes from the University of Minnesota at their Waseca Experiment Station, and they actually looked at the effect of mycotoxin-contaminated calf starter. Calf starter is fed for the first 2 or 3 months after birth. And they follow these calves for 56 days of age once they start eating calf starter. And the results were apparently large. 10% reduction in average daily gain. Coupled with that was a 15% reduction in calf starter intake. And I'm sure those two numbers go together. If calves eat less calf starter, they're not going to gain as much weight because they aren't getting as much nutrients. And, of course, the third factor was a 10% reduction in dry matter intake, which is another factor as well. They also saw, which surprised me a little bit, was a 50% increase in treatment costs of calves that had some type of a disease or challenge in their early life. And they also discovered that the vaccination failures and poor responses to antibiotics was also incurred. They also did another study at another university, at the University of Kentucky, in which they were following aflatoxin. That's a specific toxin that is controlled by FDA, and discovered that when they had feed that was contaminated with aflatoxin, and they fed that to heifers 3 to 450 pounds of weight, so it's a bit older than the Waseca study here, but the levels of the aflatoxin range in fuzzy cottonseed or cottonseed meal from 96 to 1,700 parts per billion. On a gin trash, that is of a cotton byproduct, in the field, 100 to 857 parts per billion. And yes, corn they're feeding was up at 14 parts per billion. FDA controls that level at about 20 parts per billion in the total feed dry matter. And they saw similar problems in terms of heifer performance, growth, and gain as well. So our take-home messages here on mycotoxins for heifers is be well aware that there is a risk there. So eyes wide open. If you see evidence of molding in any of the feed ingredients that are going into calves and young heifers, be well aware that you can be losing some performance. If needed, analyze for the mycotoxins. There are several good testing labs that can do this for you. Thoroughly remove the contaminated feed, and that's easier said than done, especially if it's in a forage crop, because obviously that affects inventory and on-farm costs. And finally, be well aware that FDA has not approved any feed additives specifically for mycotoxins. However, some of the flow agents that you can purchase, especially for aflatoxin, some of the clay products and some of the fiber wall, the monosaccharides or oligosaccharides can work as well. Well, that concludes our program for today. Have a good one.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday.
The drought in the western half of the country
could lead potentially to people having to sell their herds because they can't simply afford the cost of maintaining them.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack telling reporters at the White House Wednesday his department's Emergency Livestock Assistance Program, ELAP, has traditionally been used to help drought-stricken producers pay the costs of bringing in water to their operations. But Vilsack says now that program will do the same thing for feed.
We know that these farmers, particularly in the western U.S., are going to be confronted with having to truck or rail feed from far distances, and that's going to be an incredibly increased cost to them. So we're going to use this emergency program to provide up to 60% of the additional costs that they're incurring above and beyond what they would normally incur for transportation expense. And for limited resource farmers, it could be as high as 90% of assistance and help.
Vilsack said this will help make it a little easier for some producers to weather the drought and stay in business. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Join us on Monday for our Milky Monday as we analyze the markets with Lee Milky. Have a safe weekend. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.